Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Later this fall, Arizona will elect a woman to the U.S. Senate for the first time. Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally is up against Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in a race that could determine which party controls the Senate. And polls show the race is a toss-up in a reliably red state. Brett Jaspers joins us for this week's Senate Tracker. He's senior field correspondent at KJZZ. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
Both of these candidates have really fascinating personal stories. McSally was the first female Air Force pilot to fly in combat during the Iraq War, and Sinema was homeless for 3 years as a child before later becoming a criminal defense attorney and then serving in the House. What else can you tell us about these two women?
Well, Martha McSally, she's from the Tucson area, and she, like you said, a trailblazer in the military. She was also the first female commander of a combat aviation unit, so she kind of ascended through the ranks of the military. She also, interestingly, was a legislative fellow for John Kyle, who, you know, was Arizona senator and now, again, is Arizona senator.
That's so right.
She's very kind of connected to Republican politics.
Kyle replaced John McCain after he died.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And Sinema?
And Sinema, yeah, she has this like very strong story, this, you know, rags to Congress story that she tells. You know, she, when she was, you know, about 8 years old, she was living in an abandoned gas station in Florida with her mother and stepfather and her siblings for about 3 years. So she says on the campaign trail, you know, it's not just bootstraps, but you also need help. Like, both bootstraps and government help can help you succeed, which is what she says is her story. I mean, the details of her struggle have been picked at a little bit by news reports recently. There's a story in the Times that said, well, you know, court records show that there was electricity in the abandoned gas station, and that's something that she said that they didn't have. But either way, she did have a very poor upbringing for at least a substantial period of her life, and now is, you know, in Congress and could be the first Democrat elected in Arizona in many, many years.
Which would be remarkable.
Statewide.
Yeah, let's listen to a little tape from both campaigns here. We'll start with Martha McSally. This opens up in an aircraft hangar before cutting to a photograph of Sinema standing in a sea of tie-dyes and drums.
Everyone remembers where they were on 9/11. I was deployed to the Middle East, led airstrikes against the Taliban, and was the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat. I know the price of freedom. While we were in harm's way in uniform, Kyrsten Sinema was protesting us in a pink tutu and denigrating our service. The world is a dangerous place. We need strong.
Okay, so an image there of Kyrsten Sinema in a pink tutu. Does that hurt? I mean, is Sinema really the dove that McSally wants to paint her out to be?
Well, back when the Iraq War was being advocated for and pushed, she was an anti-war protester. That's undeniable. She's been criticized in past political campaigns for this same thing. It's not a new image to people in Arizona. You know, once she was elected to the state legislature, she earned a reputation for being both progressive and someone who could work across the aisle. Of course, now in Congress, she's much more moderate, one of the most moderate members of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives. So she's been called a liberal in many past political campaigns and a radical in past political campaigns. It's kind of a question of whether the statewide audience in this campaign is going to find this new or not.
Well, I remember covering Sinema when she first ran for Congress in Arizona. And you're right. A lot of her critics said that she was very liberal, and we've seen her make this change, this shift to the center. A lot of people are saying the same thing about Martha McSally, that she was a Trump critic for a while, and then for the primary, she had to move far to the right. So there is a narrative for both candidates of shifting positions.
Yeah, and McSally, she didn't say whether or not she voted for President Trump, and she criticized him after the Access Hollywood tape. And then during the primary, you know, in order to beat two strong far-right candidates in that primary, she embraced the president and has kind of stayed with it. And that seems to be a strategy that Republicans nationally are doing, because that's the way to win, I think, that they think this year.
Okay, let's listen to some tape from the Kyrsten Sinema campaign. This ad opens up with the sun rising over the mountains.
We have the desert in our blood. Arizonans are strong and independent.
Arizona born, Kyrsten Sinema.
We love our country. We're skeptical of our government.
Kyrsten Sinema, a fiercely independent record.
I'm just not afraid to stand alone to do what's right.
A reputation for working across the aisle.
Forming relationships, identifying common ground, and just getting stuff done.
Independent, just like Arizona.
We heard Kirsten the word independent Sinema. About Sinema. Three times Sinema. In that ad. How key will those voters be? Because remember, Donald Trump won this state in 2016, but only by something like 4 points. So how important will those independent voters be in this race?
Independent voters are a very large voting bloc in Arizona. There are more people registered as independent than are registered as Democrats, and it's only slightly fewer independents than Republicans. I mean, that block of voters often kind of percentage-wise splits with where the two parties are. But there are, you know, several independent-minded voters that are very wary of the president. And so here's a candidate on the Democratic side who it votes with the president about 60% of the time, is positioning herself as a moderate voice. She talks about bread and butter issues like health care, tries to stay away from the more controversial aspects of the national conversation. So her messaging as an independent is clearly what she sees as her path to victory. It's probably a smart move. So it definitely seems like anybody's race at this point.
Brett Jaspers, a senior field correspondent at KJZZ in Phoenix. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.